英语学习要快乐学，还要天天学。欢迎来到可可英语，收听并学习费头一课堂，天天学。221课，依我看。同学们好，欢迎来到费子口语课堂，天天学最新的一课。我是费子老师。学好英语基于以下两点：一、快乐学；二、坚持学。你做到了这两点吗？我们先来学习这个英语单词 point。这个单词呢，很多人都见过，但是呢，它的更多的用法可能大家并不清楚，那么我们今天都会一一的介绍。首先呢， point 作为一个及物动词，有削尖、增强的意思，同时呢，及物或不及物动词指向。Could you point this pencil for me? Could you point this pencil for me? 请把铅笔给我削尖一下。Point 在这句话中呢，是指削那个铅笔。Point this pencil. He told a story to point his advice. He told a story to point his advice. 他讲了一个故事来增强他的忠告的力量。Point 在这句话中是指增强的意思，增强他这个建议的力度，就是 point his advice.Point 作为一个名词，那么有要点、论点、尖端、尖、小数点等等，或者目的、意图。We agreed at the price of $4.5 per unit. We agreed at the price of $4.5 per unit. 我们达成了价格的一致，每台$4.5。这个4.5这个点就读作 point $4.5。Per unit 是指每台， unit 在这里是一个单位，指台。My score is 98 points. My score is 98 points. 我得了98分，蛮高的这个分数，差100分只差2分。Score 是名词，分数，那分数多少分呢？就是多少多少 points. 那我只得了59分， My score is 59 points. 不及格。His remarks lack point. His remarks lack point. 他的言辞缺乏要点。这句话中的 point 就是指要点，重要的部分。Lack point 缺乏要点。Lack 在这里是一个及物动词，缺乏什么什么东西，直接把这个缺乏的东西放在 lack 后面就可以了。比如说，我缺乏勇气。I lack courage.If you have a definite purpose in mind, get to the point promptly. If you have a definite purpose in mind, get to the point promptly.
如果你心里有什么明确的意图，就赶快的、干脆的说出来吧。
Definite purpose 是指明确的意图。Definite 在这里是个形容词，表示明确的。那 get to the point promptly 就是说你就直截了当的说出来啦。那这句话中 get to the point 就是说把这个明确的意图讲出来。Promptly 是一个副词，表示迅速的、立即的或者及时的意思，你就干脆说出来吧。Point 呢，在以下这些口语当中用得特别的活。我们来看看每个句子分别是什么意思。
I don't see your point. I don't see your point.
我不明白你的意思。
Mr. Tony, may I make a point? Mr. Tony, may I make a point?
托尼先生，我可以说明一下我的看法吗？
May I make a point?
就是说我可以说明一下我的看法吗？
You've got a point.
You've got a point. 你说的有道理，或者说你说到点子上了。看英文电影中这句话用的特别多，会经常听到这句话 You've got a point. 你说到点子上了。 What's the point? What's the point? 什么意思？这有什么意义吗？别人说了一大堆话，或者建议你去做什么，不做什么，然后你说 What's the point? 你谈这么多，有什么意义吗？我们来看这个 from my point of view 是什么意思呢？它的意思是就我个人的观点来说，依我看，就是 from my point of view。 From my point of view, women should stay at home. From my point of view, women should stay at home. 依我看，妇女应该待在家里。大男子主义观点。From my point of view, teachers are not well paid, obviously. From my point of view, teachers are not well paid, obviously. 依我看，显然教师们的薪水不高。薪水付得高或者不高，用到了这种被动语态的表达法。Teachers are not well paid. 老师们没有被付得很高的薪酬，是用一个被动语态。Obviously 是一个副词，明显的。那如果说教师们的薪水付得还不错，就把那个 not 取掉，你就可以说 Teachers are well paid, obviously. 很显然老师的薪水还是很不错的。最后我们来看这个 turning point. Turning point 是指转折点。 You are well aware that a merger is a major turning point. You are well aware that a merger is a major turning point. 你很清楚合并是一个重要的转折点。 Merger 是一个名词，合并。跟我来读两遍这个单词 Merger, MergerMajor 是也是形容词，表示主要的、关键的。Major, turning point, 转折点。Be well aware 就是很显然、很清楚某一点。我们在 be well aware 后面加一个从句就可以了。Sorry, I don't see your point. What's the point of arguing it? From my point of view, men should take the responsibility to support the family, and women just stay at home and take care of their husbands and the kids. 对不起，我没明白你的意思。这样争论下去有何意义吗？以我看，男人就应该承担起养家的责任，女人嘛，就待在家里照顾他们的丈夫和孩子。客户欢迎登录的耳朵英语网站 Faith Radio 的播客，与其他听众一起互动学习本课内容，把你对于某些事儿的个人观点发布出来，或者谈谈你对男人、女人在家庭中扮演的角色。让我们一起努力学好英语吧！这里是 Faith 可以课堂天天学，我是 Faith 老师，来听一首二重唱的歌曲 Sunday Morning， Chris Coco 和 Nick Cave 的作品。你会喜欢吗？
World's behind you. There's always someone around you. Call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning.And I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. Early dawning, Sunday morning.All the streets you cried so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone